In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. The term rubbing salt in the wound somewhat corresponds with kicking someone when they are down, now both causing extra pain, discomfort, and suffering. The sting caused by rubbing salt in a particular wound is extremely painful and at times agonizing. Same with alcohol on wounds. However, the hurt and the discomfort is for a reason, and the outcome is healing, and at times rapid healing. Let me give you an experience, an encounter with salt in wounds. I often contract or get mouth ulcers, and many people out there may experience this discomfort. My remedy is to put some salt on the finger and rub it into the actual ulcer. Yeah, you're probably going, that's exactly the pain that is experienced. However, as I said, there is a rapid healing. It does away with the ulcer. On the other hand, when pouring freezing water on skin burn, is so soothing. And the outcome, again, is healing. And again, instantaneous healing. Let me give you another experience I've had. I recall one of my sisters accidentally poured chai, hot tea, on my hand. And it was very discomforting and it began to throb. A brother of mine said, go and grab some water with ice in it, make sure there's a lot of ice in it, and just stick your hand in the ice. Now, when I put my hand in the ice water, it was soothing, it was relaxing, comforting, but it started to burn. And each time I took my hand out, and if it was still throbbing, my brother advised to keep it in there. Now, I left my hand in that ice water for about a good 30 to 40 minutes. And believe me, when I took it out after 30 to 40 minutes, intervals obviously, the burning sensation had gone and it was healed. In the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, he, the Good Samaritan, performs two remedies and he uses oil and wine. Now, oil for a soothing healing and wine for a stinging healing. And obviously, the oil and wine are poured on the wounds of the man who was beaten by the robbers. Now, the wounds of the man, that is Adam, representing humanity, according to Mari Shudad, are the suffering and corruptions caused by Satan and his demons, which are the robbers. And the corruption was caused after the man's fall from the tranquility and peace of paradise onto this wicked earth. Adam was expelled from paradise, a place of peace and tranquility with the Lord, and was cast down on this earth. Let's fast forward to the oil and wine poured onto the wounds by the Good Samaritan, which is Christ himself. Praise be to his name. Christ, in his high priestly prayer in the Gospel according to the preaching of John, chapter 17, verse 8, prays for the words, and he's praying to the Father, God the Father, for the words which you gave me, I gave them. And they accepted them and have known truly that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Talking about the disciples. And we know that the words of God the Father are the same words as God the Son, because they are God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by nature being God. And these words require an act of hearing, listening, and doing on behalf of man. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus instructs, therefore, whoever hears these words of mine. Now you see, in John chapter 17, he prays to God the Father, to Jehovah, that the words you gave me. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus rightly claims that whoever hears these words of mine, because he is God incarnate, praise be to his name, and does them, he is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Jesus being begotten of the Father, God incarnate. Now, according to the parable, the words of teaching of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ have two effects, two impacts in our lives, intended to draw us and to produce the one same outcome and result being virtue. Oil, according to the blessed Theophylact, is the joy, is the comfort, is the gladness and rest received by the promises of good things of the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord God and our King. For example, let's have a look at some examples from the scriptures, the words of Jesus Christ, which are soothing and healing and comforting. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, Jesus invites, all you who are wearied and bearing burdens, and I will give you rest. Wearied means tired, exhausted. Exhausted by any circumstance and issues of life which are weighing you down. Christ, our Almighty Lord God, is promising, is inviting lovingly, cordially, is offering and is providing, not forcing or pressuring you, but inviting you to draw near to him and receive the provisions of his promises. How comforting, soothing, and refreshing is it to know that Christ is always waiting to receive, not only to receive, not only to accept, but to embrace us in any state of life. When we admittedly, in penitence, these are the keys, admittedly, in penitence, and by confession, draw near to him. Ultimately, exhorting, encouraging and guiding us to virtue, which is righteousness and morality. Once again, when we read words such as those in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, again, therefore, whoever hears these words of mine and does them, he is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. How comforting, how soothing, how contenting and satisfying is it to be seen, to be described as a wise person in the judgment and eyes of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 instructs and warns us not to be wise in our own eyes, no. And not to be wise in the eyes of our fellow men, brothers and sisters. because we are partial. But to be wise in the awe of the Lord God departing from evil, to be wise in the judgment in the according to the measures of God, our Heavenly Father. Psalms chapter 65, verse 4. Blessed is he with whom you, O God, are pleased, and you bring him near to dwell in your dwellings, and he will be satisfied by the goodness of your house and by the holiness of your temple. Blessed is the man, is the person whom God is appeased with. Hence, when Jesus says, the person who listens to his words and does them is like a wise man. How comforting, again, how soothing, how encouraging are the words of Jesus Christ when we read in such terms. Now, them's are soothing words, not to be abused, not to be mistreated, not to be neglected and taken for granted, but rather to drive us to righteousness and holy healing from sin and corruption. Now that is the soothing oil on wounds effect of the word of teaching of Christ. On the other hand, and according to the parable of the Good Samaritan, there is the stinging and discomfort wine on wounds effect of the teaching word of Christ. Again, drawing us to virtues, to righteousness, but this time by fear, alarm, and punishment. Now, when we read such warnings as in Matthew chapter 25, verse 30, given by Christ himself, praise be to his name, and the idle servant they threw into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, referring to the servant who hid his talent. These are quite alarming words. These sting. These bring discomfort at times. And again in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, Jesus warns, and then will I declare to them, let's stop there, them, those who called Jesus Lord, Lord, who preached his name, who even performed miracles. They were casting out demons in his name. And those who call Jesus Lord, Lord, and do not fulfill his commandments, those who tattoo Jesus on their body, those who hang his cross on their necks, outside of their clothes, those who have the sticker of the Yahuwah, the name of God, and again, in some places that truly it's not appropriate, but we'll talk about that, and those who claim to be Christians, but are fake and have no relationship with Jesus Christ, those who claim to love the Lord Jesus Christ, but live totally and utterly opposite and contrary to these words and holiness, this is what Jesus will declare. I never knew you. Depart from me, you doers of evil. Now, the previous verses were verses of grace and mercy. And we have this available. As long as our life is on this earth, there is always an opportunity, a time for repentance, for admission, for repentance, for confession, and to receive the goodness of those promises, the oil on the wound. But after that, beloved, once we've left this life, don't let anyone fool you. Those who fool you are, you know, we say, let me translate that. Go to the person who always makes you cry, who upsets you with righteous words, not to the person who brings you joy with words of deception. And Jesus says to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Now, these now are the words of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is the wine on the wound, the sting of the wine on the wound. Again, in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, I say to you that all of you also, unless you repent, will likewise perish. when his disciples asked him about those whom the Tower of Siloam had come down and was destructed on them and they were killed, and Pilate mingled their blood with their offering in the temple. And Jesus doesn't give him a direct reply. His reply was, yeah, okay, let me tell you something. Unless you repent, you likewise shall perish or will perish. Again in John chapter 6, verse 53, yes, Jesus says, yes, I say to you that unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, which is the Holy Eucharist, the Qurban HaKadisha, you have no life within you. And again in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, the word of God, woe, that means cursed, woe, cursed are those who call evil good and good evil and put light for darkness and darkness for light and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now, thems are stinging, discomforting, fearful, and punishing words, also not to be abused, neglected, and taken for granted, but rather to drive you and I to righteousness and the sanctified healing from our spiritual wound of sin and corruption. So, when reading, studying, meditating on the Word of God, be prepared to both be soothed and comforted, yet at the same time stung and alarmed in order to be drawn to virtue, that is the righteousness and holiness which we have been called to according to the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. And called by whom, beloved? Called by God, the Holy Father of truth, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and earth is named. God, the Holy Son, by whose hand everything was created, and called by God, the Holy Spirit, being through whom all is hallowed and consecrated. And to the Holy Trinity be praise, glory, honor, and confession, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
Enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.